This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor from Dehradun along with the country's first variable speed-pumped storage plant of 1,000 megawatt capacity in Tehri. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity between major tourism and economic centres and creating new opportunities for trade and development across the region. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to 2.5 hours.
मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि डबल इंजन सरकार की नीतियां और उत्तराखंड के लोगों के परिश्रम से ये युवा राज्य विकास के नए आयाम जोड़ रहा है। ये प्रोजेक्ट भी उत्तराखंड के विकास को नई गति देगा। इस एक्सप्रेसवे का बहुत बड़ा हिस्सा यूपी से होकर गुजरता है। इससे गाजियाबाद, बागपत, बड़ौत, शामली और सहारनपुर जैसे अनेक शहरों को भी बहुत फायदा होगा। टूरिज्म के लिहाज से ये प्रोजेक्ट बहुत अहम है। मैं पूरे देश को इस प्रोजेक्ट की बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं।
The project includes construction of 10 interchanges, 3 railway overbridges, 4 major bridges and 12 roadside public facilities to ensure seamless high-speed connectivity. The corridor has been specially designed to significantly reduce human-wildlife conflict and includes an approximately 12-kilometer-long elevated wildlife corridor, one of the longest in Asia. Prime Minister Modi also held 2 road shows, one in Saharanpur and the other in Dehradun, before arriving at the venue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Vikasit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said in the next 2 days, on the 16th of April, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Vikasit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu has called for national unity by rising above the barriers of caste and creed to ensure the national overall development. Speaking at the Samajik Samrasta Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan in Gandhinagar today, the President paid tributes to Baba Saheb Ambedkar and emphasized that the path to a harmonious India begins with harmonious villages. In a significant political development, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is scheduled to submit his resignation to Governor Lieutenant General Retired Syed Atta Hasnain shortly, marking the beginning of the formation of a new government in the state. The Chief Minister officially informed his cabinet colleagues of his decision during a state cabinet meeting held earlier today. Following the session, Agriculture Minister Ram Kripal Yadav stated that the Chief Minister assured the cabinet that his guidance would continue to be available to the incoming administration. Meanwhile, BJP State President Sanjay Saraogi announced that the BJP Legislative Party will meet this afternoon to elect its leader. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said their discussion covered different aspects of the West Asia situation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy rainfall at places over Arunachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The weather agency said parts of northeast India, Sikkim, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, north, south interior and coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe are expected to experience thunderstorms and lightning for the day. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad, put into bat first. SRH posted 216 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.